When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is restless legs? Well, restless legs is that horrible, uncontrollable urge in your legs where they sort of twitch. Often, restless leg syndrome tends to happen when you're trying to relax. So what do we do? Hello, my name's Katie Brindle and welcome to Own Your Health. Hello and welcome to today's episode of Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. And today's episode, I want to talk about a condition which is so common that when I popped this up on TikTok, it was actually my all-time biggest viral TikTok in the history of my life. It went to 2.9 million hits. Yes, million hits. And hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of distressed people later were so grateful for the information that I thought when I started to bring in syndromes into Own Your Health, I thought this had to come out as one of the top three because it's so common. So what is restless legs? Well, restless legs is that horrible, uncontrollable urge in your legs where they sort of twitch and it feels kind of itchy and twitchy and restless. And it often happens in the evening. It often happens when you're kind of having dinner or trying to get yourself into a relaxed state. And then you find yourself sort of sitting there like this, as if someone's got your foot in an electric socket, and it's really uncomfortable. Often it affects people at nighttime as well. And most people, certainly if the hundreds of people on my TikTok were anything to go by, have not yet found the solution. Now, the good news is, hooray, that with Chinese medicine, a solution is at hand. So what I'm going to do today is, first of all, give you a really quick fix solution, like the quickest of quick. And then, because everyone wants the quick fix, right? The low-hanging fruit. And then I'm going to take you through why restless legs is so common and what we need to do about it. So, first thing about restless legs is that many people are magnesium deficient. Okay, many people. This is largely to do with food chain stuff, okay? And one of the easiest ways to address restless legs is, I found, is magnesium spray. There's a brand that I particularly like because they've mixed magnesium with arnica, which is really good for soothing the nervous system. Okay, and it's in a spray format. And they come in either tiny little bottles like this or massive great refills like this. And it's called OMG. Okay, really easy to remember. OMG magnesium spray. And the reason I like it is because I suffered, past tense, from restless legs. But when I get it, and I'll explain why in a second, I carry that little magnesium spray in my handbag with me so that I've got it to hand if ever I need it. And all you have to do is just spray it onto your legs. And it literally works. It's like day and night. It's such a useful thing. So that's the first low-hanging fruit. Use magnesium. And people will then say, oh, well, I might bathe in magnesium salts. My personal experience with restless legs is, whilst magnesium salt bathing is absolutely brilliant, most people don't dilute enough magnesium into their bathwater. They don't put anything like enough. And if you consider the saturation of salt in, say, the Dead Sea, it is about 60 times more dense than the typical average bath that we would give ourselves with magnesium. So it's probably not enough going in. So it's much better and probably more economical for you to have either a lotion or a spray or some kind of magnesium butter to actually rub into the skin itself, because it's, you're not going to be diluting it. So that's the first thing. But let's go to why. Well, one of the main reasons why we get this syndrome is because it's connected to two of the main things that I talk about in Owning Your Health. Remember, or if you're new to this, I'm about to tell you, the three key things that you need to know to owning your health are as follows: free flow of circulation, purging and nourishing, and strengthening the five key organs. The first two, most people think, yeah, that makes sense. The third, most of us don't really do. Now, in the case of restless legs, the first thing that we've got is a compromise to the circulatory system. So tick, there's the problem. The next thing that we've got is in sitting in the strengthen the five key organs. There are two key organs that get compromised due to a stressful, busy, overwhelming, probably over-sedentary lifestyle that's basically really draining our organs and we're not strengthening them, which in turn are underpinning the reason why we get a symptom of restless legs. And the first is the liver and the second is the kidney. Now, why? Well, first of all, the liver is responsible for the smooth flow of qi and blood around the body. So if the liver is stressed, that immediately starts to get impacted and in comes the symptom. The second thing is that the liver is absolutely responsible for anger, frustration, resentment, planning, organising, and basically keeping your balls up in the air. And most people that I've met in my life all say they're really busy and all we can do is keep on top of the balls in the air. And therefore what happens is our liver starts to get drained because it's busy juggling everything all day long and going, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. And the energy is going like this. That creates agitation. And what then happens is the liver has another responsibility, which is it's responsible for the nervous system. And it's the nervous system that gets impacted by everything else I've just been saying, because it's the nerves start to get agitated rather than feeling relaxed. They're kind of feeling like this. And then that's exactly the sensation of the restlessness and that agitation that you feel in the symptoms of restless legs. So if your liver is getting agitated by your very life that you're having to lead and you're suffering from restless legs, it's likely that the liver is just dumping all of that agitation down in the legs, away from the key organs which are keeping you alive and creating the symptom. And then the final thing is the kidney. Now, the kidney is responsible for many things in Chinese medicine, but one of its key responsibilities is the power of your body, like the amount of charge in your mobile phone. It's that kind of feeling. And if you're draining your body / mobile phone, things start to get weak. And that's what happens to the kidneys. And then what happens is its secondary function of harmonizing and balancing the yin-yang balance of your body. And the yin-yang balance is nothing more than busy over here, relaxed over here. Okay, yang, busy, yin, relaxed. And what tends to happen with most of us is we're busy over here in the yang side, busy, 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 and we're not very relaxed in the yin side. Consequently, your kidney starts to drain. And then what happens is all that lovely strong charge in your body starts to diminish, which means it can't control the liver and it can't control the smooth flow of everything happening around your body. And everything starts to just go weak and fizzy and agitated. And then everything's going wrong. It's the other reason why often restless leg syndrome tends to happen when you're trying to relax, which is one of the most annoying things about it, that when you finally stopped having your busy day and you're having a nice meal out, perhaps enjoying yourself, or indeed just going to bed and trying to go to sleep, it starts to kick off. And the reason that is because everything's drained and tired and your body is just trying to clear the pipes whilst you're going into a relaxed state. So what do we do? Well, the good news is, aside from the OMG spray, which is immediately just going to give you a nice big fat dollop of magnesium, which helps to relax the body, there's other things that we can do as well. All we need to do is ensure that the energy and the blood are moving smoothly around the body and that we're strengthening the kidneys and harmonizing the liver. And it's actually a lot easier than you may think. The easiest thing to sort out restless legs when it comes to going via the organs is to use the tapper and the comb. Okay, now the tapper is a product, but it doesn't have to be. Oops, oh my God, sorry, that nearly hit my Jenga. Right, right, this is the tapper, okay? Now, this is a really useful tool. It's made of bamboo and you can tap effortlessly all over the body because it's lightweight and it's nice and long, which means you can reach everywhere in a matter of seconds. But if you don't have a tapper and you don't want one, that's absolutely fine. You can create a tapping sensation using your hands, using your fingertips. So one of the easiest things that you can do for restless legs is to tap them. Because what that's doing is it's allowing all that sort of agitated frequency, because it's going like that, to come out through the skin. Okay, so you're meeting it where it starts. So you start to tap like this. Now, really what you want to do is not really wait to get the restless legs. You want to get ahead of it. So I always recommend that you do these techniques in the evening. And if you're going out for dinner and you know you get restless legs, do this before you go when you're getting ready. Or if it's just a nighttime thing that's impacting your sleep, just do it before bed. Okay, but tap the body preferably all over. Okay, ideally using the tool, because there's loads of benefits to why that tool's there. But if you don't want to do that, just use your fingertips and tap all over the body, paying specific attention to the legs. That's the first thing to do. Now, the second thing to do is to take the comb. Now, the body comb is a really useful self-care tool. Now, you can do it with your fingers again. You can create the kind of prongs of the comb by just basically sort of doing a kind of claw hand. And the first thing that you want to do is comb or claw around the middle of the body. Because what this is doing is what we call dredging the channels, which are around these key organs which are responsible for restless legs, the liver and the kidneys. And by just dredging with your fingertips like this, okay, you can start to create an impact. And then what you want to do is, using a spiral technique rather than a straight line, you want to go down the outside of the legs and up the inside of the legs, either with your hand or with the comb. The comb is really good because jade is a tool that we use in Chinese medicine to harmonize the imbalance of yin and yang. That's what jade does. That's why it's such, jade was valued more than gold in ancient China. I know. And it's a really useful thing to have as a self-care tool because it will harmonize just by the very material. But in the meantime, just use the prongs with your fingertips and go down the outside of the leg, going in little spirals because energy moves in spirals, not straight lines, and up the inside of the legs with the comb. The last thing that I would recommend for anybody with restless legs is to use a castor oil compress. If you're thinking of restless legs, think liver. Livers get overwhelmed and they get toxic. And one of the easiest things that you can do for the liver is every single night before you go to bed, you get a castor oil compress like this. And all you have to do is drizzle a little bit of castor oil over the soft area itself, and then simply put the pack over the liver, which is on the right hand side at the bottom of the rib cage, and then tie the bands, which I've got a bit tangled here, tie the bands around the middle of the waist. There we go, like so. And you just double bow it over the compress and go to bed. I mean, it's that simple. For good measure, add a hot water bottle. But if you can't be bothered to do it, just put the compress on and do it every single night. Your liver will thank you, and you will normally find that your restless legs will improve and you'll get a better night's sleep. So if you have any more comments on restless legs, because there is a little bit more to go through, but I think that's plenty to get everybody started, do please leave some comments in the information below. Do please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And if you have any comments, do please put them on either Instagram or YouTube or TikTok. And I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.
Own Your Health is a Viral Tribe production.